following presentation of the Monty Men's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our recovery shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's meditorial.
Well, greetings, my friend. I am the Monty Man, your host here on the Monty Man's Meditorials. This one I've entitled, Chasing Them Down While They're Chasing the Dragon. If you have spent any time at all in the recovery community, you have undoubtedly rubbed shoulders with friends and family of the recovering alcoholic or narcotic addict. You've seen the pain that the families are going through and perhaps even watched as mom and dad, wife or husband, have attempted to fix, cure, and save their loved one from certain self-destruction, only to witness the frustration and hurt in their eyes when they finally realize that they simply can't fix their precious loved one. Well, we are quick to suggest that they learn to let go and allow the process to take place, whatever that process is in any particular situation. But what about those of us who work in the recovery arena, sponsor folks, or are in the realm of peer support or recovery mentors? Do we ever find ourselves attempting to fix the addict, chase them down, and set them straight? I mean, don't we on occasion try and do the very thing we share with friends and family they simply cannot do? I'll bet if we're honest with ourselves, we have crossed over into fix them land a time or two. Well, here's a few things to consider that I think we should all remember when working with folks in recovery. Number one, nagging and giving unwanted advice only leads to more stress, conflict, negativity, impacting our relationship with those we are attempting to help. Number two, when we try to fix, change, or rescue, we assume that we know what's best. We take on the air of superiority and can act condescending. We have all met that controlling sponsor and perhaps have been that guy or gal. Number three, making decisions for others takes away their autonomy and their opportunity to learn and grow. We are sponsors and mentors, not their probation officer. And number four, sometimes as sponsors, we become frustrated and resentful that our efforts to solve other people's problems don't work and that they aren't appreciated. We forget that it's our job to offer the tools of recovery, never to force them on anyone. Well, if you are looking for a proven method to help your sponsee walk through the 12 steps, may I suggest there's a chapter, Working with Others. It's in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's pretty clear what to do when tempted to chase folks down while they are chasing their dragons. It's something to think about. Well, our closing song for this week's meditorial is by our good friend and country singer Eli Teller. It's entitled Helping Hand.
Sat down there beside me in that smoke-filled room. He said, I'm not nosy, didn't mean to intrude. But I saw your desperation in your every move. Can I talk to you? Yes, I said, sir, sit down. I said, I haven't seen you on this side of town. Believe me, son, he said, I'm not new. But I know what you're going through, because I've been there before, lost and confused. When you don't you're searching for redemption. Anywhere for some truth. I see a broken man. So I'm lending out a helping hand. So he sat down there beside me on a bench that we found. I felt a little relief from that bar as we walked out. He said, I have a little girl. Her mama passed away. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here today. So I know what you're going through, because I've been there before, lost and confused, when you don't know what you're gonna do, and you're searching for redemption. He said, I've been there before, lost and confused, when you don't know what you're gonna do, and you're searching for redemption, anywhere for some truth. So he sat down there beside me that Sunday morning pew.
Hey, listen, to help support Eli and his ventures in music, which is just phenomenal, I encourage you to visit his Facebook page at Eli Teller Music. Well, my friends, if you enjoy these meditorials, we encourage you to send us an email and let us know. Our email address is take12radio@comcast.net. That's T-A-K-E, the number 12, radio@comcast.net. And please subscribe for fun and for free to all of our recovery-focused shows at take12radio.com on your internet dial. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Show.